It's time for Brent.
This one is difficult to believe. All right. We know about this week's events. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the name Aaron Rodgers came up as perhaps his vice president running mate. And then less than 24 hours later, CNN goes on the attack, claiming that Rodgers is a Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist. Pamela Brown was one of the authors of the CNN piece on Rodgers and talked about an incident during a party at the Kentucky Derby in 2013. Brown claims that Rodgers began attacking the news media and said that the tragedy that occurred at Sandy Hook in 2012 was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. So that happened in 2012. The story of the conversation that alleged to take place was 2013, and we're only hearing about it in March of 2024, less than 24 hours after Rodgers' name is linked to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Really? I mean, what a joke. Seriously, what a joke. So what has happened since then? Well, a video has been released with Aaron Rodgers commenting on Sandy Hook, all right, more than 10 years ago from Fox 6 in Milwaukee, all right? That's right. Rodgers said this, quote, "I hope that we can learn from this and look for the signs more and not ever have something like this happen and keep this on our minds," all right? Now, that was an interview that was done on 540 ESPN Radio in Milwaukee. The video, though, was gathered from the TV station that I mentioned a moment ago. Rodgers went on and said, quote, "These are things that affect all of us directly or indirectly. This needs to be something that we learn from." Now, that's on the record, all right? That's on the record. That's Aaron Rodgers, quoted, word for word, okay? Not some anonymous source, not this, not that. That is on the record. Now, all of a sudden, I'm supposed to believe a report from CNN talking about Rodgers feels that the awful incident at Sandy Hook is a conspiracy? Seriously? But that's the country we live in today. And Aaron Rodgers, by the way, had to come out and make a statement on X. He said, "As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected along with the entire Sandy Hook community." Welcome to the political arena of the United States of America. Welcome to the messed up United States of America, where this type of nonsense, cancel culture, and everything else continues to be in the forefront, and it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. It's a disgrace. Seriously. This allegedly happened in 2013 at the Kentucky Derby, and I'm hearing about it one day after Rodgers' name is linked to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Seriously? On CNN? I mean, stop it already. Stop with the nonsense. And that's my rant for today.